flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Rich Horace here, and thank you. Thank you for joining us today on Ride at Home with Rich. You know, we're in the studio live today for everybody. We're ready for your questions today. You can give us a call. Anything about your home, any projects you have going on, anything today, we got your answers right here, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And today, we have a very special guest to help out with me today, straight from the field at Mosby Building Arts, Doug McCauley. We'll talk to Doug today about his involvement in the wonderful organization Rebuilding Together. We'll talk about our 10-year workmanship warranty, handling our warranty work, managing and performing some smaller projects. And, you know, if we have some time, I'd love to talk about that home that exploded out in O'Fallon, Missouri, and kind of give an understanding to how to protect yourself, you know, in the future and stuff. Not necessarily from the explosion, but from, you know, the type of work you're doing and who does that work. There's more into it than you probably know. My hack today, I got the best way to remove nails from wood if you want to save the wood. We'll go on the road with Rich and Doug today. We're going to meet a client that needed just a little help around her home. But again, reminder, today is your day. You've got me and field carpenter Doug McCauley to answer all of your questions. 314-241-9797. Write this down. Get ready. 314-241-9797 or from far away, 866-455-9797. So here to help out and join me today, Mr. Doug McCauley himself. Thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday and just coming in to help everyone out. How's it going, Doug?
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No, it's always fun. And we've done the, you know, the Rebuilding Together conversation before. You've been doing this for an awfully long time, and it's a great thing, you know, that everybody's doing and helping out and everything. But I kind of want to just start real quick with, you know, just a little bit about you. Let people get to know you just a little bit, you know. So were you always from St. Louis? Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in what they call the Bevo area.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So how did you get started in the remodeling industry and carpentry and all that stuff?
Having children. You gotta have
You gotta support the family.
Yep. Gotta feed them kids.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I know you've kind of worked through some ranks and you've done some different things, you know, around here at Mosby over the years. But can you kind of explain, you know, what your current role is to everybody at Mosby right now?
Yeah, I'm what they call the warranty technician now, and I do evaluations for warranties and set up warranties.
Yeah. Awesome, fun. Awesome. And
great
with the
job.
With a 10-year workmanship warranty, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Things can happen. It's good to get that, you know, taken care of and all of that. So and so how long have you been with Mosby altogether? The years just fly by for
me. Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, this will be my 15th year in October.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I finally get one of those little plaques on
the wall. Yeah, you're going to get a plaque on the wall. See, there you go.
And if I make it, you
know. If they'll have you, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. That's awesome. and, no, that's pretty cool and really exciting. And, you know, we do a lot around here to kind of promote and, you know, just a lot of great things. And we can talk about, you know, a lot of these today. But that is one of the cooler ones is, you know, getting the plaques up, and they've got different colors for different years. And, you know, I'm definitely proud to be, I don't know what the next color would even come black, in at, but mine's
years.
Black 20 years. 20 years. Yeah. And you've got the gold and the different stuff. So I'm like, I don't know what it'd be next. 25. Yeah. Who knows? Okay. So, so real quick, just, I mean, cause we've been here a long time. What is just like one of your favorite things about working here at Mosby? What's kept you around for 15 years?
They treat you like a human being here. They care about my future and they care about my family. They know my kids' names. And it's like a big family.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that too, you know, I've of course, working 20 years here now with Scott Mosby, I know that was always, you know, a goal of his, and I've watched him talk about that, you know, when I started, and I'm sure when you started, there wasn't nearly as many people, but right. There was even less, you know, 20 years ago, you know, and we probably had 15 people in the field or something, and you know, as we grew and all that, and as I kind of moved through the company, and Scott would talk about, you know, his dad, and, you know, how do you keep this a you know, family-owned business. He'd win the family-owned small business of the year, mm-hmm. you know, for St. Louis or something like that. And he's like, it just doesn't feel like a small family-owned business. How do I keep that in there? Because now we're over 130 employees, you know. If I have 130 relatives, I don't know who, like, 70 of them are.
Right. I hear you.
That was always just such a big goal for him. And I know doing things away from work, doing things with people and just working through different projects or charities and different things like that was always, you know, a really good push for that. And you're very involved in one of those, actually kind of bringing that into Mosby and everything, you know, talking about the Rebuilding Together program and the work days that you have and all of that stuff. And I know we've got one coming up here, but, you know, can you just kind of explain what is Rebuilding Together and how do they help, you know, homeowners?
You work with mainly like widows and handicapped people, but basically they come in and repair everything they can in one day process. So a lot of these folks, most of the things are for like safety and longevity so they can stay in their homes as long as possible. You know,
it's a great
tool.
It is. And I know that when, you know, kind of like here at Mosby, when you get people to help and you work together and you feel really great about it and you learn about each other, it just makes the whole place more that family atmosphere, that family feel that, you know, met your kids out there during that and different stuff like that. So how long has Rebuilding Together as an organization been doing this for homeowners?
They started in the 90s, early 90s.
Wow. That's a long time. That's really cool. I'll bet they've done a lot. So how many homes do they usually work on or have they worked on?
Well, it's generally about 100 per year. They do a spring rebuild and then a fall rebuild.
Okay.
But since they've started, it's about 3,500 people already that they've helped in St. Louis area.
That's touching a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. That is a really cool thing. So we've got it coming up. I saw you sent out the email and all that stuff. So when is this spring day?
It is April 30th. If you're not busy, come on out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for me, it's always hard because it's always on Saturday. Yeah. And but I remember, you know, a few years back, one time you came in and brought some of the rebuilding people in, yeah, to talk about it and everything. And another time I just called out there, you know, and talked to you guys while it was happening, which that was really cool.
Right. You're doing your part then.
Yeah. I'm trying and promoting, and hopefully, yeah, maybe today, you know, because my Saturdays are kind of pre-scheduled for me for all of this radio stuff. Maybe we can get 2 or 4 or 6 volunteers that could do the same thing I could. Let's push for something like, yeah, that. If you're out there, you know, look this up, volunteer for it and everything. Cause as you hear this, it's some really, really awesome stuff going on. Absolutely love it. And what it does and how it helps people. So like you said, they work on, you know, safety stuff, different stuff like that. But so is there any requirements for the homeowners in order to be able to receive the help?
Yeah, there's certain income requirements, and the necessary repairs they have to fit into the abilities and the availability.
Yeah, because you got to have the funds, and you got to have the people that could actually do that sort of stuff. So it makes sense. And like you said, so typically they're working on like safety stuff, health, independence, keeping you in your house. I mean, what are some of the different things have you done for people, the types of work that helps them with that?
Well, the most touching one is there was a lady who was taking a shower in her basement by opening a spigot in the ceiling, a cold water spigot, for several years because her shower was broken. I mean, that's why I get involved in stuff like this.
Yeah.
We actually restored her shower where she has nice warm showers, you know, and just to see the smile and the tears on people's faces, it's worthwhile. I wish more people would just get a little touch of it where they'd be on fire for it as well.
Yeah, they'd be, definitely be involved more in everything.
Yep.
Once you start to feel, you know, what happens and all of that. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So with some of these homeowners, elderly, you know, handicapped, stuff like that, what are some of the main benefits that kind of helps them with, or other than like now she gets great story. She gets
a
warm shower, but what are some of the other things that they benefit from getting this stuff fixed for them?
Well, it increases their independence and reduces worry with their families and stuff about maybe them falling or, you know, stuff like that. Just keeping the place safe and up to par. So there's no health issues either. Just from, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, what you don't think about a lot is what you just kind of mentioned. You know, the homeowner won't have to worry as much. They'll have more independence. It'll be safer for them. They can last longer in their home. That's always a big goal here at Mosby Building Arts when we're looking at remodeling and stuff is, you know, looking towards that lasting value and stuff. But what you mentioned was like the families. So, you know, you got a family member that's maybe in Kansas City, so it's a 3.5-hour drive to get here. Well, they're probably constantly worried, you know, and that sort of thing. So knowing that somebody's helped and been able to do that for them is really just awesome. And we kind of, you know, talking about the work fitting, the skills and the different things like that, do all the helpers have to be, like, have a particular skill set or?
Nope. Just come out and love on people. You know, many hands get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
But we definitely need some skilled people to, like, manage the individual projects. Sorry.
Yeah. And a plumber, you know, maybe that can do that shower valve or, you know, broken piece, something like that. But I would imagine if you could get a couple good carpenters and a plumber and an electrician, everybody else can be like, have you ever painted?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Can you spread mulch? You know how to hold a wheelbarrow, that sort of thing. And so I would think, you could get through it. So I guess probably like us trying to work, you get into some weather delays, stuff like that, if it's bad outside.
Well, they're rain or shine there. So
just get through
We've done many jobs in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
It's a one-day event, so we just got to get through it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I know the answer to this, but what's your favorite part about being, you know, doing this and helping and being a part of this whole thing and helping everybody?
Well, just the smile, like I said, at the end, when they're always so grateful to have some, it just restores their hope and their faith in humanity, that people are actually care about them.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Some of them have nobody to.
And we could all use more of that.
Yeah.
There is no question, right? Everybody needs more faith in humanity and love and all that great stuff out there. So, yep. Hey, this is great. We've got plenty more to touch on about this subject. We're going to get into our first break here. For everybody else, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. Otherwise, we'll have my hack, and then we'll get right back into Rebuilding Together when we return.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys. You heard the man, my Right at Home Hack. So today, we're going to make this really super simple. I have expert carpenter Doug McCauley with me in the studio today. So I thought I'd make this something about some carpentry. So I thought I'd share an old school little trick for trim saving trick on when you're working and you want to save a piece of wood or a piece of trim that you're pulling off a wall, like maybe you're changing a door and you want to reuse the casing or the trim around the door and just cut it down and put it back. So after you remove the trim from the walls, you want to save the face of that trim and not damage it. Instead of driving those nails, you know, through the front of the board and trying to pull them out, grab a nail puller. You can use some locking vise grip pliers, or they make an actual nail puller. You just leave that nail in the board, grab that nail right up against the trim with your locking pliers or your nail puller, and just grab it and start and pull it right through the back of the board. It will pull it right out, leave the front of the trim perfectly intact, and you'll have lesser nail holes to fill. It won't split the board when you try and drive that head back through the face of that board. So it'll be easier, quicker, smarter, faster. You'll love it. So use that next time you're trying to reinstall some trim. If you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks again, you can find them all on Facebook every single week. Just search for me here, Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, and you'll get right to it. So we're going to get back to our regular show here with Doug and everything. So, Doug, when's the last time you pulled those nails through the back of the trim? Probably yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good trick, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And until, you know, sometimes unless you're doing it a lot or somebody even just shows it to you, you're like, oh, wow. That's so simple. Why have I been doing that the other way? Like, why didn't I think of that before? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I haven't been doing that. But until, you know, someone lets you know or shows you, you just don't know what you don't know.
Right. That's where that experience comes in.
You know, yeah, exactly. But I want to jump back into this Rebuilding Together stuff because I want to get the information out there for people about this so that, one, like I was saying earlier, if you want to volunteer, two, if you maybe need some assistance and can use some help and you want to find out about it, or three, we can also touch on donating because obviously they need funds in order to have these projects. So So, Doug, where can people go to just find any information on rebuilding?
Just check out their website. It's rebuildingtogether-stl.org.
Awesome. And so I'm guessing on there, like if you want to volunteer, if you went there, can you do that from their website?
Yep. You can navigate that to volunteer,
awesome.
To donate.
And put in information
also, like you said,
and everything.
To put in an application for these services.
Okay. So they can actually go online and there's an application for getting the services done too. So you can go that way also.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And we do have a phone number too. So if you were wanting or needing these services, and you don't have a computer, internet, all that stuff, you can call their office at 314-918-9918 and extension 116, and you can talk to them on the phone, leave them a message, they'll get back with you, and you can get that application in that way also. I'm guessing probably through the website, they can do like monetary donations also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I'd have to imagine that's gotta be just as important as the volunteering.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, really if there's anything to give.
Yeah. That's where people can, if they don't feel like they have the skill set or the knowledge, then they can just donate money and that helps as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, check it out, everybody. Again, if you need to write this down, I'll give you the phone number. If you want to call in to leave a message and get on their list, 314-918-9918 is extension 116 or rebuildingtogether-stl.org. And check them out. You can do your donations. You can volunteer. And, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there for everybody. I want to put a call out in there. So, cause they do this all over in different areas and there's like 20 something, you know, homes being done on April 30th. So I work every Saturday because of doing this. So I want at least 5 people to go there and volunteer for me. Do your job, help out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you'll feel so good about it. You can call me in after the 30th, call into the radio show, tell me you did it and tell me how much you loved it. Cause I guarantee you, you will,
yep.
You know? And so like you were saying, Doug, I can't imagine, you were talking about like the smiles and the tears and stuff. I can't imagine how many tears you've probably seen over the years.
Yeah, quite a bit. Tears of joy, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't believe that people actually would take their time out to help little old me, you know?
Yeah, no, that is absolutely phenomenal thing to do and all of that. So we definitely appreciate it. And like we were saying, you know, you get a bunch of the Mosby guys out there. You guys get to hang out afterwards, eat lunch together, talk about other things, you know, get to learn about each other. That's how you make over 130 people still like this family,
yep.
You know.
Right, exactly.
By absolutely doing stuff like that. So, and speaking of, you know, staying on helping people, so, you know, my On the Road with Rich segment. So every week I do this other segment where I just talk about someone I went to visit, what happened and what were they looking for. And I'm always seeing these very, very interesting things. And I love it when people come on because then I can be like, oh, yeah, I remember I did this one and you did this part of it and everything. So I thought today in the spirit of this rebuilding together and all this other stuff, I'd talk about the grab bars that we just did for somebody because I went. You know, and the part you may not even know about is, so I went to visit this client. They really would like their kitchen done, and she's always kind of like, oh, trying to save, and you know, and wants us to do her kitchen so bad. But she called me and was like, you know, I can't really do the kitchen right now, and I just need a couple things. I'd like a couple grab bars and a new shower door. And absolutely. You know, we do anything. And for us, we've kind of come to that conclusion. Like, why wouldn't you want somebody with years and years of experience doing even the smallest thing at your house, making sure you get it right, making sure it's on well, you know, especially with a grab bar and different things like that. These, you know, if someone doesn't really know, oh, I'll try it. I'll, you know, So it's a good thing to have, you know, experienced people with knowledge do even very small things. But so I go there, I'm looking, and I'm looking at the shower door. It was actually in their master bath, and I'm kind of going, huh, and, you know, it's brushed nickel frame and all sliding, you know, it's, you know, it could use some cleaning at the bottom, you know, because I'm sure they're elderly. It's probably hard to get that low and everything. And I'm like, this really doesn't look that bad. Like, I'm, so I started asking, like, so what, why are you looking for the shower door? Is there an issue, or is there, and she says, yeah, it just seems like it's wearing out. Like, it's wobbly. Like, it kind of wobbles back and forth. And I'm like, well, it's sliding, you know, and I'm showing her, and I'm explaining the little part at the bottom, and I'm kind of going, you know, maybe that's worn out some. I'm like, so if I put a new door in here, it's still going to do that, you know, and it's not secure. It's not like a grab bar. Like, please don't try and hold on to this if something was, you know, going wrong. You need the, and she's like, no, we already got a grab bar in that shower and all this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just kind of afraid that I'm going to put the shower door in and you're going to go, why is it wobbling? Like, it's still, you know, it might wobble less than the last one, but, you know, it's still going to wiggle like that. It can't be that tight. So then we talked about a swinging door. It could mount to the wall, but it would definitely be thicker and more expensive and definitely wouldn't wobble, would be more secure, you know, and in that bathroom probably wouldn't have been the greatest thing to put in anyways. And she's like, oh, no. You know, but basically it's like, yeah, why? And she was talking about this cleaning crew that it was like, oh, I forget the name. It was like, I want to say it was off the moving company. It was like two ladies in a bucket or something like that. And I'm like, just have two ladies in a bucket, spend a little extra time on the bottom of this shower door.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to last a long time for you. Like, you're totally fine. So all we did was the grab bars. But in today's world, it takes us 6 months sometimes to get to a job, to order cabinets, or taking 20, 24 weeks, all this stuff. So to be able to get out there, I think it was under 2 weeks. I mean, yeah. What was it like getting out there and being able to help her and get those put in?
Yeah, they were so grateful. Really, really great couple. She was real sweet. And
yeah,
she just wanted to make sure that it was solid. She was.
Oh, yeah.
She had fallen on the garage door and went to grab the handle, and the handle busted right off.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She went down. So that's why we put the one by the garage
door. By the garage door, yep. Yeah, absolutely. And so being able to get that quick, easy, fast, done right with the right people is really awesome. So we can get to some of those smaller things. Because, you know, with that warranty work, you're doing these small jobs and stuff in between, you know, probably filling in on jobs here and there.
Yep.
I got another job you're kind of working on and running, you know, for me on a mid-sized job. So it's not like you're just 40 hours a week warranty stuff, but it is very important to take care of that stuff as a company and for the consumer and the clients and everybody else. So we're going to get into our first break here, but that's what I want to get into when we get back is let's talk about that warranty, the length, the importance, how we actually take care of that and what we do here at Mosby for that. So we'll jump into all of that when we return right after this.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Last segment. We can squeeze in a question if you got one. You got something going on, feel free.
Yeah, call in.
Call in. Let us know what's happening. We'll get you taken care of. We got Dos Compadres over here to help you out, right? We got Doug McCauley from our field with me and myself. We can get through probably just about anything. But I do want to touch on kind of the warranty, but also like the employee and subcontracting and stuff like that too. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here. And I want to get into this employees versus subcontractors first, because really there's a good story that kind of crazily ties into that with the house that exploded out in O'Fallon, Missouri a few weeks ago, like beginning of March. And, you know, when we talk about employees versus subcontractors and what we do and how we do thing, and Doug, being an employee for 15 years here at Mosby Building Arts, you know, what do you see that are some of the advantages of having employees perform work over subcontractors?
Well, we have more control over the scheduling, for sure.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, definitely. So I know everybody out there, so think about it. You know, the one subcontractor, and I've heard this story so many times, that right at the end, the one subcontractor just wouldn't show up, just took forever. My job drug out 2-3 months longer than it should have because we just couldn't get all the people there and everything else. What do you think, Doug, about the employees and everything and how we can actually make our 10-year workmanship warranty better and last and stuff like that?
Well, it's just obviously we can train the people on
absolutely
on what I like to call the Mosby way, you know.
Yep.
Because we set ourselves apart from all the other companies.
Yeah.
Certain things, the way we approach everything.
Yep, yep.
Even from the very beginning on protecting people's homes and their stuff and caring about their schedules and their family lives and the dogs. And there's a whole lot that goes into it, really.
Absolutely. And I love what you said just there, too, about caring about, because we can drive that into people, too, and we can explain that. We want you to do that. You know, we want you to pull up the trash can. You know, we want you to make a better difference in people's lives, you know, make every day, even not just through building something, but by everything that we do. So definitely that can help, you know, lead us into that. So here's kind of what happened, you know. So it was on March 1st, there was a company out in O'Fallon, Missouri. I'm sure everybody's seen this on the news and stuff. They were boring and they hit a gas main and the main leaked, followed the pipe into a house from the main, and it started filling the house with gas. They did all the right things. They called and they, you know, got with Spire and the fire department was there, and they were fortunate enough that they did evacuate the area. The houses around that house, they got people out. They were waiting for Spire to try and, you know, stop this leak and do all this. And boom, house is a hole in the ground now. It's leveled. And there's several houses, 8 or 10 or so houses around this house that are just destroyed. You can't even live in them. And there's actually videos out there if anybody wants to search. I mean, there's one video from like a doorbell camera that you could see the house next door. I'm telling you, that house moved probably 5 feet.
Wow.
It like leaned over and back. You almost like you tip your water and it doesn't fall. It comes back again and you're like, oh, that was close. Well, when you do that to a wood framed house, I got to tell you, it's in bad shape, you know? And so the interesting thing is the problem that these homeowners are talking about they're having now, trying to get this taken care of, and they're hearing from the companies. They're like, oh, call your insurance company. Well, why should I call my insurance company? Like, you blew my neighbor's house up, you know? They're telling them to find their own inspectors, call their own insurance company, do all this stuff. And of course, all the homeowners are like, you got to be kidding me. You know, like, right. this is totally crazy. And so the problem comes in that, so the city of O'Fallon obviously terminated all work permits, stopped everything, and said, you know, we're done working on, you know, with this company on this and everything. But here's what happened was, so there's a company, it's called Gateway Fiber, and they're putting fiber optics in, you know, all throughout St. Peter's, O'Fallon, all this stuff. My brother-in-law just had it put in not too long ago, and he says it's the greatest thing ever. They love it. Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, thank God you still have a house.
Right.
You know, because so, but what happened was the company, Gateway Fiber, hired a contracting company to actually perform the work and perform the boring and everything called Selnerick, something like the Selnerick Construction. So they hired them to do the actual work. So now they're once removed from this, right? So that company actually hired a subcontractor called JDK Construction to now perform the work. So that's who was out there performing the work. So everybody's like, oh, this Gateway Fibers, this. Well, okay, they're now two times removed from this. You know, they're still their name and everything. They still were, but wow, they're not. So imagine the finger pointing going on, you know, and like, I can't, you know, I'm sure the one company's like, well, what about their insurance? And everybody's probably throwing things around. And so they interviewed one of the neighbors to this house that's having all the issues of like, you know, getting people to look at it, get it inspected. When am I getting, you know, back into my home, different things. And, you know, he's like, he just wants his property fixed, right? He's like, I want my home back to the original condition that it was at 10:30 a.m. on that Tuesday morning. That's all I'm after. He doesn't think that he should have to fight for that.
Right.
Which I agree. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, come on. You know, like, so, so now, you know, he's like, if I have to get a lawyer, oh my gosh, now there's going to be this class action lawsuit. How long do those take?
Right.
You know, where are these people going to live? You know, this whole time when all this is going on, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. So my thing is, and what we've done here at Mosby is the more in the pieces of the industry we take over and the more of our own people we get, you know, just the more responsibility that we have.
Right.
And we can control and we can, you know, train, like you were saying earlier. We can do all these different things to try and reassure, you know, what's happening and how good we're doing it. And so, you know, looking at the importance of that and the warranty, who covers it, you know? Well, I mean, so here at Mosby, I've literally seen us cover warranties that was a subcontractor that, you know, we don't use anymore, and we fix that ourselves. We will stand behind this type of stuff. It's, you know, like that umbrella over the whole thing. We can take care of all of that. We can do it. And it is so important, I feel, that, you know, Mosby Building Arts is the first company that I've come to work for that actually planned for warranty work, that said, hey, you know what? We're not perfect. No one's perfect. And something is probably going to happen somewhere down the road. And when you're doing 400 or 500 jobs a year, if you're 99% effective and you do 500 jobs a year, well, you still have 5 jobs that something's going to go wrong on, which is
possible.
It's a great percentage, right? So planning it out, setting, you know, having the funds set aside in the business plan and being able to help people. I mean, you do this all the time. What are the clients saying when you actually come out and look at something and fix it? How are they feeling?
They're very happy when they see me. There is no perfection in construction industry, in my opinion, but we stand behind what we do. And especially when I can get to them really soon.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of prioritize them sometimes if it's a water issue or whatever.
Yep.
Then, you know, you want to get on those immediately.
Oh, yeah. So. Definitely. Definitely prioritized by the type of things that are happening, for sure. But I could tell you, like, previous companies that I worked for, you know, years back in the past, I worked for a siding company. I worked with a friend of mine. That didn't go well. Everybody said, oh, don't work with friends and family. I worked with my father. didn't last 20 years, even with my dad, you know, his friends and family. It is a hard thing to do and get through. But so many of those companies, they just never plan for it. So I, you know, we had two or three employees, and of course the owner would call me, and, you know, here's the common story for warranty. Hey, can you stop by Mrs. Smith's house on your way home? She's saying her window's leaking.
Wow. That's pretty good, because most of the ones I've seen were what I could like to call the taillight warranty.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't see the back of their vehicle no more, then
yeah,
the
yeah.
warranty's done.
well, so, but here's how it would go down. I'd be like, okay, I guess I can, you know, but all I'm going to really do is tell her if it's leaking or not. Like, I mean, sure, if it's leaking, she's probably seeing water. It's probably leaking. Like, I stop by. You know, I'm like, yeah, your window's leaking. I'll have the owner of the company give you a call. And I call the owner and I said, hey, yeah, window's leaking. You know, okay. And then, you know, 2 months goes by, it rains. All of a sudden I get a call. Yep. Hey, Mrs. Smith just called. It hadn't leaked since the last rain, but now it's leaking again. Well, obviously it's leaking again, you know, and it's like there's just no forethought planning. Nothing like that, right. You know, there was no warranty technician. It was like me on my way home. I can't reinstall a window on my way home from work, you know, like, and also talking about training and knowing, well, that's the thing is like, how do you install a window? Well, when I came to Mosby and started training and learning all this stuff, I literally learned I wasn't doing it the best way possible in every situation.
Right.
And I was like, wow, so that's why Mrs. Smith's window leaked. It was destined to. I set it up to do that. You know, it was what I learned and what I knew. And I know different things now.
Right.
You know, and I've gotten to train that through our people and train it through Mosby and everything. So I will let everybody know we're running out of time here. But, hey, again, this is what we do. We can come out. We can look at the stuff. We can fix stuff. We can remodel stuff. We do everything residential remodeling. Check us out online at callmosby.com or just call into our office, 314-909-1800, and just get something set up or whatever. Or you can even stop into our little office in the heart of Kirkwood there on West Argonne and have a conversation. So, Doug, we're out of time. Thanks for coming. Had
Thanks
a blast.
For having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have fun at the rebuilding together on the 30th. I'll be thinking about you and talking about you, and I'll talk to everybody else later.
Thank you.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Last segment. We can squeeze in a question if you got one. You got something going on, feel free.
Yeah, call in.
Call in. Let us know what's happening. We'll get you taken care of. We got Dos Compadres over here to help you out, right? We got Doug McCauley from our field with me and myself. We can get through probably just about anything. But I do want to touch on kind of the warranty, but also like the employee and subcontracting and stuff like that too. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here I want to get into this employees versus subcontractors first, because really there's a good story that kind of crazily ties into that with the house that exploded out in O'Fallon, Missouri a few weeks ago, like beginning of March. And, you know, when we talk about employees versus subcontractors and what we do and how we do thing, and Doug, being an employee for 15 years here at Mosby Building Arts, you know, what do you see that are some of the advantages of having employees perform work over subcontractors?
Well, we have more control over the scheduling, for sure.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, definitely. So I know everybody out there, so think about it, you know, the one subcontractor, and I've heard this story so many times, that right at the end, the one subcontractor just wouldn't show up, just took forever. My job drug out 2-3 months longer than it should have. because we just couldn't get all the people there and everything else. What do you think, Doug, about the employees and everything and how we can actually make our 10-year workmanship warranty better and last and stuff like that?
Well, it's just obviously we can train the people on
absolutely
on what I like to call the Mosby way, you know.
Yep.
Because we set ourselves apart from all the other companies.
Yeah.
Certain things, the way we approach everything.
Yep, yep.
Even from the very beginning on protecting people's homes and their stuff and caring about their schedules and their family lives and the dogs. And there's a whole lot that goes into it, really.
Absolutely. And I love what you said just there, too, about caring about, because we can drive that into people, too, and we can explain that. We want you to do that. You know, we want you to pull up the trash can. You know, we want you to make a better difference in people's lives, you know, make every day, even not just through building something, but by everything that we do. So definitely that can help, you know, lead us into that. So here's kind of what happened, you know. So it was on March 1st, there was a company out in O'Fallon, Missouri. I'm sure everybody's seen this on the news and stuff. They were boring and they hit a gas main and the main leaked, followed the pipe into a house from the main, and it started filling the house with gas. They did all the right things. They called and they, you know, got with Spire and the fire department was there, and they were fortunate enough that they did evacuate the area. The houses around that house, they got people out. They were waiting for Spire to try and, you know, stop this leak and do all this. And boom, house is a hole in the ground now. It's leveled. And there's several houses, 8 or 10 or so houses around this house that are just destroyed. You can't even live in them. And there's actually videos out there if anybody wants to search. I mean, there's one video from like a doorbell camera that you could see the house next door. I'm telling you, that house moved probably 5 feet.
Wow.
It like leaned over and back. You almost like you tip your water and it doesn't fall and it comes back again. And you're like, oh, that was close. Well, when you do that to a wood framed house, I got to tell you, it's in bad shape, you know? And so the interesting thing is the problem that these homeowners are talking about they're having now, trying to get this taken care of, and they're hearing from the companies. They're like, oh, call your insurance company. Well, why should I call my insurance company? Like, you blew my neighbor's house up, you know? They're telling them to find their own inspectors, call their own insurance company, do all this stuff. And of course, all the homeowners are like, you got to be kidding me. You know, like, right, this is totally crazy. And so the problem comes in that, so the city of O'Fallon obviously terminated all work permits, stopped everything, and said, you know, we're done working on, you know, with this company on this and everything. But here's what happened was, so there's a company, it's called Gateway Fiber, and they're putting fiber optics in, you know, all throughout St. Peter's, O'Fallon, all this stuff. My brother-in-law just had it put in not too long ago, and he says it's the greatest thing ever. They love it. Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, thank God you still have a house.
Right.
You know, because but what happened was the company, Gateway Fiber, hired a contracting company to actually perform the work and perform the boring and everything, called Selnerick, something like the Selnerick Construction. So they hire them to do the actual work. So now they're once removed from this, right? So that company actually hired a subcontractor called JDK Construction to now perform the work. So that's who was out there performing the work. So everybody's like, oh, this Gateway Fibers, this. Well, okay, they're now 2 times removed from this. You know, they're still their name and everything. They still were, but wow, they're not. So imagine the finger pointing going on, you know, and like, I can't, you know, I'm sure the one company's like, well, what about their insurance? And everybody's probably throwing things around. And so they interviewed one of the neighbors to this house that's having all the issues of like, you know, getting people to look at it, get it inspected. When am I getting, you know, back into my home, different things. And, you know, he's like, he just wants his property fixed, right? He's like, I want my home back to the original condition that it was at 10:30 a.m. on that Tuesday morning. That's all I'm after. He doesn't think that he should have to fight for that.
Right.
Which I agree. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, come on. You know, like, so now, you know, he's like, if I have to get a lawyer, oh my gosh, now there's going to be this class action lawsuit. How long do those take?
Right.
You know, where are these people going to live? You know, this whole time when all this is going on, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. So yeah. My thing is, and what we've done here at Mosby is the more in the pieces of the industry we take over and the more of our own people we get, you know, just the more responsibility that we have. Right. And we can control and we can, you know, train, like you were saying earlier. We can do all these different things to try and reassure, you know, what's happening and how good we're doing it. And so, you know, looking at the importance of that and the warranty, who covers it, you know? Well, I mean, so here at Mosby, I've literally seen us cover warranties that was a subcontractor that, you know, we don't use anymore, and we fix that ourselves. We will stand behind this type of stuff. It's, you know, like that umbrella over the whole thing. We can take care of all of that. We can do it. And it is so important, I feel, that, you know, Mosby Building Arts is the first company that I've come to work for that actually planned for warranty work, that said, hey, you know what? We're not perfect. No one's perfect. And something is probably going to happen somewhere down the road. And when you're doing 400 or 500 jobs a year, if you're 99% effective and you do 500 jobs a year, well, you still have 5 jobs that something's going to go wrong on, which is
possible.
It's a great percentage, right? So planning it out, setting, you know, having the funds set aside in the business plan and being able to help people. I mean, you do this all the time. What are the clients saying when you actually come out and look at something and fix it? How are they feeling?
They're very happy when they see me. There is no perfection in construction industry, in my opinion, but we stand behind what we do. And especially when I can get to them really soon.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of prioritize them sometimes if it's a water issue or whatever.
Yep.
Then, you want to get on those immediately.
Oh, yeah. So. Definitely. Definitely prioritized by the type of things that are happening for sure. But I could tell you, like, previous companies that I worked for, you know, years back in the past, I worked for a siding company. I worked with a friend of mine. That didn't go well. Everybody said, oh, don't work with friends and family. I worked with my father. Didn't last 20 years, even with my dad. You know, it's friends and family. It is a hard thing to do and get through. But so many of those companies, they just never plan for it. So I, you know, we had 2 or 3 employees, and of course the owner would call me, and, you know, here's the common story for warranty. Hey, can you stop by Mrs. Smith's house on your way home? She's saying her window's leaking.
Wow. That's pretty good, because most of the ones I've seen were what I could like to call the taillight warranty.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't see the back of their vehicle no more, then he's done.
but here's how it would go down. I'd be like, okay, I guess I can, you know, but all I'm going to really do is tell her if it's leaking or not. Like, sure, if it's leaking, she's probably seeing water. It's probably leaking. Like, So I stop by, you know, I'm like, your window's leaking. I'll have the owner of the company give you a call. And I called the owner and I said, hey, yeah, window's leaking. You know, okay. And then, you know, 2 months goes by, it rains. All of a sudden I get a call. Yep. Hey, Mrs. Smith just called. It hadn't leaked since the last rain, but now it's leaking again. Well, obviously it's leaking again, you know, and it's like there's just no forethought, planning, nothing like that. Right. You know, there was no warranty technician. It was like me on my way home. I can't reinstall a window on my way home from work. You know, like, and also talking about training and knowing, well, that's the thing is like, how do you install a window? Well, when I came to Mosby and started training and learning all this stuff, I literally learned I wasn't doing it the best way possible in every situation.
Right.
And I was like, wow. So that's why Mrs. Smith's window leaked. It was destined to. I set it up to do that. You know, it was what I learned and what I knew. And I know different things now,
right?
You know, and I've gotten to train that through our people and train it through Mosby and everything. So I will let everybody know we're running out of time here, but hey, again, this is what we do. We can come out, we can look at this stuff, we can fix stuff, we can remodel stuff. We do everything residential remodeling. Check us out online at callmosby.com or just call into our office, 314-909-1800, and just get something set up or whatever. Or you can even stop into our little office in the heart of Kirkwood there on West Argonne and have a conversation. So, Doug, we're out of time. Thanks for coming. Had a blast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Have fun at the rebuilding together on the 30th. I'll be thinking about you and talking about you, and I'll talk to everybody else later.
Thank you.